it reduces the Governor Sisolak to like a carnival barker. Come on in, get your shots, get your vaccinations. You could win $1 million. We're gonna create another millionaire tonight.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Honestly,
no, it is.
It's embarrassing. I wouldn't promote this if I was in Carson City. I would bury this as fast as possible. But it's going to be on his record, not mine.
So. Well, and you know what's going to be interesting? Now, they'll make a big deal of it, and it'll probably make it on all the local news channels. We created another millionaire tonight. You know, and
right.
I'm like,
yeah, self-made millionaire.
Yeah,
got a shot in the arm.
I don't quite understand it. Hey, it's always good to visit with you, Jared. Thanks so much, man, for making time for us here. We'll talk again next week, okay?
Sounds good, Kevin. Thank you.
There you go. Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventure. No, I'm just saying. This Vax Nevada Days on 8 consecutive Thursdays, I believe it is. But $5 million in cash. And it's just stupid. And by the way, can I tell you, I love the way Jared Fisher thinks. Every time he is on the show, and he's on often, not every week, I don't think, but he's on a lot. I learned something. And today I learned that it is not a smart idea to offer $5 million in cash prizes, tuition for young people. I mean, this thing of bribing people to get vaccinated just makes absolutely no sense. Coming up, a veteran of 34 years with the cop shop. Yeah. And this is going to be interesting. Randy Sutton is a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant, and we'll talk about what's going on now. The what I call the Biden crime wave. It's going on, and it's going on right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, we're on schedule, but if you're trying to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl on U.S. 95 eastbound, you may be delayed. 95 east at Rancho, the right lane is blocked there, and you're pretty much bumper to bumper back to Valley View there on the 95. Also, look out for a crash. It's the transition ramp, Interstate 15 southbound, as you merge over to 215 east. The right side is affected in that incident as well. Heavy volumes on the 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, westbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. You'll tap the brakes through there. And the typical rush hour slowing on the 15, mainly between Tropicana and Charleston.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley.
UNLV football coach Marcus Arroyo announcing the newest addition to the coaching staff as TJ Woods has been hired as the team's new offensive line coach. He spent the last two seasons at Utah State, overall 17 seasons as a college head coach. He does have two Power 5 stops in the Pac-12 and Big Ten, having previously worked at Oregon State and also at Wisconsin. The Las Vegas Aviators get back to 500 at 23-23 when they knock off Salt Lake in 10 innings yesterday by a 5-3 score. That series continues this evening. Brian Howard on the mound for the Aviators. He's 2-3 with a 6.21 ERA.
This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I'm living in the moment and taking Ibrance palbociclib. Vibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As you know, if you have watched cable news over the course of the last, I don't know, couple of months, we are in the midst of a spike in crime. And it's not just a spike in crime. It's huge. I think it is a crisis that is taking over our country in major American cities, including Las Vegas. I had a chance earlier today to visit Randy Sutton, retired Las Vegas Metro Police Lieutenant. I told him I call it the Biden crime wave, and I asked him what he called it.
Oh, it's startling, Kevin. It really is. I actually just got back just a couple days ago from Houston, where I was meeting with some Houston officers, and you know, they have an activist district attorney there, Kim Ogg, who is similar to, you know, what we've seen around the country and in a number of other places. They are now, it's absolutely shocking, they are now giving own recognizance, which means no bail releases to murder suspects.
Now, wait a minute. They're released on their own recognizance,
yes.
Which means they don't pay anything. They're not held behind bars. These are people that are potentially very, very dangerous people,
yes.
And they're just being set free?
Yes.
Wow.
I know. It absolutely shocked me. I said, wait a minute. This is Houston, Texas. And he said that what's happening is every judge in Houston is a liberal Democrat now. Every single judge, and the district attorney is as well.
That is incredible.
Kevin, it is literally every single major city in the country is experiencing what kind of is incongruous. The national media and the politicians are calling it a spike in crime. It's not a spike, Kevin. It is a deluge of crime. It is absolutely astounding. Not only the viciousness of the criminality, but how it is being literally accepted by the liberal media and also the political left.
And then you have Cedric Richmond, a senior advisor in the Biden administration, going on with Chris Wallace yesterday, trying to defend what I call the Biden crime wave, and the fact that he's saying it's not Democrats who want to defund the police, it's the Republicans that did it first. What do you make of that?
I think what is happening is that the tail is wagging the dog. That's what I think. In the Biden administration, I've never seen such incompetence when it comes down to criminal justice. And with the speech that he made,
the crime speech,
calling a spike in crime. It's outrageous. It's an outright lie to blame guns and focus all your attention on that, when the truth of the matter is that it is gang violence that is the root cause here, and a lack of any accountability and a failure of consequences for committing crimes that is truly what is at the heart of the problem.
Is there a common denominator through all these different communities? I mean, is this just Crips versus Bloods? Is it something different? Is it gang violence in some places, the Russian mob in other places? I mean, is there a common denominator somewhere in there?
Yeah, well, the common denominator is black-on-black crime. That's the common denominator. The vast majority of the murders that are taking place in the United States are black victims, and the suspects are black suspects. And that is absolutely being just ignored. The tragedy here is that the false narrative that there is systemic police racism, and so the black community doesn't trust the police, is really not true. I mean, the systemic racism part is completely false, but the people who live in the black communities, they don't want to be victimized. They are looking. I can tell you right now from experience that in Baltimore, for instance, the people who live there are screaming for the police to do their jobs, but the cops are not doing their jobs because they've been ordered not to.
Explain how that. I can't believe that. Explain how that would happen. That
sure.
Cops are not being allowed to do their jobs.
Absolutely. So I'll give you a perfect example. Drug dealing is part of what leads to murder. Gangs fund their activities through criminality, and much of that is through drug trafficking. Drug trafficking brings with it a tremendous amount of violent crime, murder, gang retaliations. So what's happening is there is open drug dealing, bringing in the element of criminality on the streets of Baltimore. The citizens literally are begging the police to come and do their police work in their neighborhoods. The administration of the city is forcing the police not to do proactive policing. And if they do proactive policing, they have absolutely taken away all of the protections that the police have when they are enforcing laws, therefore making depolicing the rule rather than the exception.
Is this a matter of what crimes you will police and what crimes you won't police? I've seen in some communities they've said, driving violations. There are some driving violations that we won't chase after people and all of that. Is that what we're talking about?
That's part of it. That's part of it. They just did that in Portland, and they try to use this excuse. Well, you know, it's a minor crime. It's a minor crime. I have to point out that remember when one of the worst crimes that ever hit the United States took place, the Oklahoma City bombing?
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember all those people that were killed? The way that crime was solved was when a state trooper stopped McVeigh for for a, quote, minor violation of a license plate infraction. And that's what police use all over the country in order to proactively stop crime. Every interaction that a police officer has can intercede with a criminal, and when they make those interactions, you find warrants, you find guns, you find drugs, and that is what leads to good policing. But they are being, now what's happening, like in Portland, the officers are being told you're not allowed to enforce the law, and that's exactly what it is. We are choosing not to let you make stops on people, so therefore if you don't stop them, then there can be no interaction. And that's what's taking place.
There you have it. Good guy, Randy Sutton, just came out of open heart surgery a while back, but he says he's feeling great, and good for him, man. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. A recent Bloomberg survey of economists shows home prices have jumped at the fastest pace since 2014. Well, what does that mean for retirees or pre-retirees with a mortgage? For answers, we turn to America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what are your thoughts?
Well, Steve, we're in a very low interest rate environment, which is a very good thing if you have an interest payment on a house, which is called a mortgage. Some people have more than one. So here's what we do. First of all, let's consolidate. If you have more than one mortgage, let's consolidate those now and get that low rate locked in forever with the bank, or 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, whatever kind of mortgage you have. Then that puts you in more control. So now you know what your expenses are going to be on your home, which is your most valuable asset if you're living there. Now, we talk about when people are retired and they have a mortgage payment. A lot of people say, well, I can't retire until I get rid of this mortgage payment. Well, that's not true, Steve. And matter of fact, if you actually have to dig into your retirement savings to pay off your mortgage and then you retire, well, God, you're sitting in a house that's paid for, but you might not have enough money to pay the taxes on the house or the upkeep on the house. So don't ever reach into money you're going to need to pay your house off, especially in these days with interest rates at all-time lows. Let's lock the banks into accepting a very small amount for a very long time, and then let's make sure we have that money put aside for your monthly payments for the mortgage. And you still own the house, Steve. The house doesn't go up in value just because you pay it off. It doesn't go down in value if you owe money on it. So let's make sure we get a right plan put together. I cover this in my total retirement plan, which is 22 different steps, Steve. The next 10 people call will get this at no cost or obligation. It's a $1,000 value. I also have a three-book set.
That sounds fantastic. The next 20 callers right now, 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or you can just text VEGAS, V-E-G-A-S, VEGAS to 21000. Text VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered investment advisor.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long. with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. Well, you'll see it on SportsCenter tonight, but this is just one of those bizarre stories. Dylan Bundy was not pitching well. And apparently he was feeling even worse. In the third inning today against the Yankees, Angels starting pitcher Dylan Bundy puked behind the Yankee Stadium mound during a DJ LeMahieu at-bat. And the 20-year-old didn't throw another pitch. He was replaced by Jose Suarez. You don't see it very often, though, where somebody just... And they don't know to this day if this was something he ate at lunch or breakfast or if it was just the heat and humidity. It was 90 degrees at game time and high humidity in the Bronx. So, but Dylan Bundy was not pitching well, wasn't feeling well, and showed how he felt. Jose Suarez, by the way, replaced him. He had been warming up in the bullpen prior to the start of that inning. But, yeah, that's kind of ugly. And by the way, they say on the New York Post has the video of this. Check it out. But it's, and it is graphic. I mean, you see him spewing. So that just happens. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand. Take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Understanding the many things in a mother's life affecting her pregnancy is important. You can help improve the health of all mothers and babies in Nevada by completing a pregnancy risk assessment monitoring system survey about your recent pregnancy. Also known as PRAMS, the survey is from the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The survey asks new moms about their experience before, during, and after pregnancy. Responses are confidential and used to help improve the health of mothers and babies in Nevada. If you receive a PRAMS survey, please share your story. Learn more at nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. That's nvprams.dpbh.nv.gov. This message, sponsored by the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Dylan Bundy, the latest to puke on the playing field. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin, I just tuned in the middle of your guy throwing up at a baseball stadium saying, you know, embarrassing. It happened to me once at Cedar Point, Ohio when I was 11. Maybe my retainer came out, but that's not my best throw-up story. Grand opening of T-Mobile Arena 5 years ago, May. I was with EMS Vending. I still work for them occasionally, doing the Raiders of stadium events and stuff. And I'm like, I'm just going to stay here in the upper level. Everybody's new here, opening night jitters, Killers and Wayne Newton and some rap star. And there's very few people in the stands, like 4 p.m. And this skinny Korean-American-looking gentleman was just sitting there, and all of a sudden he leans forward, and bam, all the way down to the bottom row. Got one poor guy in the back of the head and all over the seats, maybe, you know, 15 trunks or so.
Oh, my
and
God.
One of those things, he was probably was feeling fine a minute before that, and then it happened. And I'm like, what do we do now? I don't know. Call the custodians. How do you do that? And so opening night jitters, hey, this is not a drill. You guys got to go clean up some puke in the upper level.
Oh, my God. So
they got it all done.
And was this during the event?
Even better seats for the night and stuff like that. Everybody was happy. And I had a funny story to tell on some other talk shows, some other guys' talk show the next day.
Oh, my God. That is amazing. Now, was this during the event? Or
no,
before
no,
the
this
event.
Was like, you know, just a few first few people in there, like 4 p.m. The Wayne Newton bar started around 5:36 and the Killers came on. Nothing like seeing a hometown band come back to his hometown in a sold-out arena after they've been huge successes around the world. That's what I remember that. You know, that
Michael, that is amazing.
But,
after all the,
you know, anyhow.
That's amazing. After all these years, you still retain that. It's one of those events etched in your mind forever. Michael, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Yuck. Eey. Hey, but at least they got upgraded seats, and so that was good. I'm going to give the last word today to our former president, Donald J. Trump. He spoke in Wellington, Ohio, and he talked about the Biden border crisis in very graphic terms. Listen to this.
Immediately upon taking office, Joe Biden deliberately and systematically through his people, because I don't think he did it, dismantled America's border defenses and incited a flood of illegal migrants like this country has never seen. They violated our laws from every single corner of the globe they were invited in. And we can't do that. We can't afford it. We can't have it. We can't have people coming out of prisons. We have no idea who they are. Illegal border crossings are now up 976% since just a short few months ago. When I left office, we gave the new administration the most secure southern border our country had ever seen, by far. We ended the ridiculous catch and release. You know what that is. You catch them and you release them into our country, a brilliant policy. And they're back at that now. We ended asylum fraud. We built almost 500 miles of very beautiful, very successful wall that was working.
Yeah, it was. And now, see, this is the battle plan, I think, not just for 2022, but for 2024. That you're going to hear this. You're going to hear about law and order. And you're going to continue to hear it. The two themes I think that are going to be outstanding are going to be law and order and the immigration. Those are things that directly impact us. And I might throw a third in there, which would be the economy, because the economy right now is not performing well. You've got inflation. You've got a lot of folks that are still out of work. We're at 7.8% unemployment.